South Africans say they are excited and eager to see what a coalition government is going to look like days after elections show no party won an outright majority.
Oh, I'm excited because the ANC is finally going to be in a position where they have to reconsider how they've been approaching running the country and governing the country.
It's a very challenging for the ruling party. They have to think now which coalition they should do, because with DA it's something else, with EFF it's something else, with the latest MK it's also something else.
Depending on the coalitions, like if it is the DA and the ANC coalition together, the DA can actually get in and actually do some good where the ANC has failed.
The African National Congress secured 40% of the vote, followed by the Democratic Alliance with about 22%. A coalition between the two could reconcile the country, says Tendai Mbanje, election analyst.
The DA-ANC coalition promotes non-racialism. The DA-ANC coalition promotes unity in the country among two races. It could also strike balance between the competing differences in terms of addressing issues of poverty.
Other coalitions could be with the newly formed party led by former President Jacob Zuma, Umkhonto we Sizwe, or MK, which won about 15%, or the Economic Freedom Party, EFF, which won about 10% of the final vote tally. Edgar Githua is a professor at Strathmore University in Kenya. He spoke to us via Skype.
And unfortunately, Zuma has already pronounced himself on this and said he will only have a coalition with the ANC on condition that Cyril Ramaphosa is not going to be the president. Yeah. It looks like ANC, EFF, and they need someone else. They need one of the other tiny ones to help them just pretty much get to the 51% to be able to form the government comfortably.
The ANC says its leader will not resign following election results, but is open to working with everyone to form a government that will serve South Africa's people.
At this stage in time, Cyril Ramaphosa is the best foot forward for the ANC, simply because of his reputation within and globally.
While internally, governance could improve with the coalition government, South Africa's positions on global issues such as the Russia-Ukraine and Israel-Hamas wars may come into question, both Mbanje and Githua say.
How they look at the Palestinian-Hamas issue, those are some of the things that will now have to be renegotiated afresh within the coalition government, because all political parties have their manifestos, have how they want to project themselves.
South Africa has accused Israel of committing genocide in Gaza in a case they brought to the International Court of Justice. Israel argues that its ground offensive, which the Gaza Health Ministry says has killed about 36,000 Palestinians, is in response to Hamas militants' attack on Israel last year that killed 1,200 people, according to Israeli tallies. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.